Hegemons are self-liquidating. Things fall apart. So what is there to gather that energy is what we should be asking ourselves if we were being strategic. What power is planning and installing is a new world order. This is, of course, an ongoing project for them as they ever seek to retighten our chains as we ever seek to loosen them. Except now we have the internet. These are new conditions we have to work with. On the December 2nd, 2012 show, we said that the global economy exposes the Khan nationalism. Egypt is showing us this, as it exposes that rulers or elites have only one allegiance to power, whatever their nation state of origin. It's a world economy. Ruling elites in every nation state have only one allegiance to power. And we also said in that show that global scarcity, what they call austerity, eliminates the need for economic ideology, as scarcity is self-justifying, as Dewey pointed out in that earlier excerpt, and as we all know. And what did Shakespeare say? Although we have to, I think the operative word in that Shakespeare quote is know. We have to accurately know. All things are but easy when we accurately know what we're dealing with. So if we know their goal is to keep us separated, that has to be numero uno in our effort to get free. Solidarity. And what does solidarity mean? So you see the importance of defining the terms that we're working with, all of us globally. So we can't delude ourselves that we're showing solidarity. Because we're becoming peaceful and nonviolent in our hearts. Yeah, okay. That's not what we mean by solidarity when Egypt is being shot down and strangled, and the Ukraine is being threatened with the same.